A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Chav Tes, Ksubas 29a, pagination is 57. We begin the Perek Elu Nairos, which is dealing with cases of Ones Umefata, which means that a man had relations with a girl who is halachically underage. Underage means under the age of 12 and a half. She's from the age of 3 to the age of 12 and a half. And whether it was done forcibly or it was done ostensibly, consensually, either way, there is a specific section in the Torah which deals with it, which the basic essence of the mitzvah, in both cases, is that the man is supposed to take her as his wife. If that doesn't take place by consensual relations, in the example of Mefuta, then he would have to pay a knas, a specific sum of money, and if the girl or the man are refusing, so then he can't marry her, but he would pay that amount of money. In the case of Ones, forcible, even if he takes her as a wife, he would still have to pay that money. The section which is worth looking up, please, is for Mefata in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Tes Vav. That's in the book of Shemos. V'chi yifata ish besula shelo arasa v'shachav ima. If a man will seduce a besula that was not married, so that it's not the high level immoral activity of a married woman, but it's still very serious. We're viewing, even though it was seduced, it was convinced, but similar to the concept that we have of statutory rape, where even though she agreed, but she's so underage that we don't view her consent as a very serious level of consent. So we have a rule here, imayin yimayin avia lesitan la, if there's refusal to consummate a marriage, if they perceive that it's not to her advantage to be married to this man, which is possible, then kesef yishkol, then he would have to pay money. But again, if they would morph it into a marriage, then he wouldn't have to pay that money, but he would be bound to her, which, again, there's a strong logic that we can be introspective about. It's sad that this thing happened, but what's best for the girl at this point? It could be, and we leave that option open, that she be married to this man. Slightly in contrast, but often grouped together, is the case of Ones, where she was forcibly assaulted in this way, which is in Chumash Devarim, Parshas Ki Seitze, Perik Chaf Beis, Pasik Chaf Ches. Again, a girl that's a besula and was not married. And he will grab her and sleep with her. That means we're describing a case of forcible relations. And the rule is, v'nosan, he will give chamishim kosef, 50 of these coins. V'losihia li'isha, and he will be obligated to keep her as a wife. La yuchal shalcha kol yamav, he is not able to divorce her, and she gets that, the expression might be job security, marriage security. He's not able to get rid of her. She can rest assured that after such an incident occurs, at least she's not going to be dumped after he changes his mood. So our Mishnah tells us, Elu nairos sheyesh lahem knas. In addition to a regular kosher woman of regular lineage who's going to have this rule of knas of chamishim kesef in the case of ones, forcible relations. Habo'al hamamzeres, if he comes to a woman who does not have good lineage, there still is going to be the rule of knas. Mamzeres nesina, which Rashi tells us is a specific tribe of people that converted to Judaism through trickery. We later encounter them in the time of David, that when they were affected by Shaul's misdeed, by wiping out Nov Ir HaKohanim, these people said that the only way that they would be mochel, that they would calm down, is if they were given blood of David's descendants. They wanted to kill people in revenge. And we're told, Lo mibnei Yisrael hema, even though they converted, but they were a tribe of their own. Rashi tells us the word nesinim is vayitnem Yehoshua, that Yehoshua placed them. Now it happens that he placed them as wood choppers and water carriers, but that's not how they derive their name. They derive their name nesinim from the fact that Yehoshua set them apart, because that's really the essence of this tribe, regardless of which profession they were given. The point was to set them apart. Nevertheless, they're Jews, and therefore, if one of their daughters was acted upon in this way, there would be knas. Va'al hakusis, Tosfos says that we're going with an approach that a kusis is coming from the tribe that converted and were accepted as Jews, but they were not observant properly in the same way. But we're being told that they do have this law of knas. Habala giyores ala shvuya v'ala shivcha sheniftu v'sheniskayru p'chusos mibnos shalosh shanim v'yom echad. If the woman was captured, but it was before her age of 3, such that the besulim would return. Likewise, a giyores, but it happened before the age of 3, so the besulim are assumed to be present, because this knas rule is applying because she's a psula. Likewise, haboal achoso, a person who acts with his sister, even though it's a high level of prohibition, but as the Mishnah concludes, afapi shehein bihikores, even if something is chayve krisus, and certainly if it's a chayve lavin, Ein bohen misas bezdin, but if it doesn't have a capital offense level of death by the earthly court, then it's still going to have knas. The Rambam points out that this is talking where there was no hasra'a, no warning before he did the act, and therefore there's not going to be malchus. But if there would be warning, then there would be malchus. And we have a rule, Ein loke u'meshalem, a person doesn't both get malchus lashes and pay the payment. So we're talking over here by the cases of lav and kares, those levels of offense. It's talking that there was no hasra, no warning, and the witnesses are therefore not going to come to court and impose a punishment. And therefore, what's going to happen is this procedure of possibly getting married to the girl and the rules of knas, payment of these 50 coins. If we would be dealing with an offense that is the level of misas bezdin, capital offense punishable by the earthly court, then the rule would be, even if it was done b'shogeg, that he was not aware that this particular relationship is a separate violation independent of onus and mafata, there would be no knas, because when it comes to a offense on the high level of misas bezdin, we would say kamle bidraba mine, the more serious violation takes precedence, and he wouldn't even pay because it's dealing with such a high level violation. That's something that will be developed in the coming pages. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.